I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Mark, certainly an exciting announcement here at the Longshed building with the opening of the Bicentennial exhibit for the Erie Canal. But also here going on at Canal Side, we still have the work being done at Heritage Point. What can you tell us about the latest in terms of efforts to get that back up and going here in the city?
Oh, at Heritage Point, we are working in contact with the developer. They are working on their financial closing for this month, and then we're looking to have construction resume by the end of June, early July, you know, after they get the financial loan closing.
Has it been disheartening in a way that, you know, this situation's kind of unfolded the way it has? You know, this is an area where a lot of people come down here and want to take in the view and enjoy the activities that are down here. And unfortunately, you know, that's been just something that's been, some people would say it's been a blight on the city, but has it been disheartening at all, at least from your perspective?
It's a little unfortunate, but like, you know, we're in communication with them that things will get resuming there soon, so that project will get completed. But we, you know, we're excited about this Waterway of Change exhibit that's opening up. That's going to give the people opportunity to learn more about the history of Canal Side and really explore kind of the roots of why this is called Canal Side. So I think that's going to help be this launching endeavor, and then the rest of the buildings that are going to be constructed, they'll just help fortify the community and the public availability of the Canal Side Bridge.
Are you confident that Heritage Point might be able to get done here in a reasonable timeline, maybe by the end of this year, maybe into early next year? Is there any sort of timeline in terms of completion?
Again, based on our conversation with the developer and their schedule, once they resume construction, and like I said, hopefully end of June, early July, it'll probably be done within a year's time of that.
Okay. And what about the North Odd Block? That's been a huge talking point in the city of just something to go there. South Odd Block, obviously we got Heritage Point that's being efforted to finish up. But what about the North Odd Block? What's the activity there? And
the developer is moving along with their plans and progress, and we're looking forward to hopefully breaking ground October this year.
Okay. And just, I do want to ask you about just the excitement about the Bicentennial celebration here down at the waterfront and down at Canal Side. Just, you got the exhibit here, and there's other celebrations set to take place. I mean, the anticipation this year, I'm sure, was huge and very thought out and everything like that. I guess talk about what's to come and what people can expect over the next several months.
You know, it's been an anticipation of ours for a few years as we've been planning this Bicentennial celebration. And just having the Waterways of Change exhibit as our kickoff for the community and being able to tell these stories is wonderful. And then we worked with a lot of local agencies. Explore More is helping us with children's scavenger hunts. Arts is Living is doing some other children's programming. Obviously, we have Buffalo Bike Tours. We have Explore Buffalo Walking Tours. We're going to have some musical guests. We're also having some history lessons being taught at Forest Lawn that we sponsor. We have a play that was commissioned. And so we're trying to outreach to the people about the history of the canal, the importance of the canal to the city of Buffalo, and in as many endeavors as possible. And I think it's when you go to ErieCanalTurns200.com, That's where the calendar, that's where all the events are listed, because there's so many, I can't remember them all, but I encourage the public to really check out that site. It's going to have an active calendar, and that's where you can get your free tickets to see Waterway of Change.
Does this celebration extend even up towards like North Tonawanda, Lockport, and all that stuff?
I can tell you, yeah, I mean, the governor's done a great job. She put forth Erie Canal Bicentennial Commission that is helping coordinate a number of events across the state along the stretch of the canal. So our efforts obviously are focused more on canal side, but as far as a statewide celebration, yes, there is other events going on along the canal out in Syracuse, the Erie Canal Heritage Corridor. We're culminating in September with the World Canal Conference. So yeah, the Governor Cuoco has put together a commission on the Bicentennial and helping coordinate all these wonderful events for every community along the canal to be represented and celebrated for this engineering marvel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.